There, you say this to me tomorrow. But there's another Agadei Gemara that is also one of my favorite Gemaras. I'm pretty sure I said this a few years ago in the Drasha. But it's, I don't remember whose Levaya it was said at. Someone actually told me over the summer, and I just can't remember whose Levaya it was. One of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. And it was said over, this Bart was said over from the Nifter. And it's such a geshmak of art, just to give light on the drushes of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Shimon has machlekes with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says that Rabbanon hai gamol gamol may avdilei chad leiser atzma v'chad leiser chelbo. Rav Shimon leiser chelbo menolei nafkali me es ha gamol. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon esim lo darish, kedisanya. There's an old machlekes, Shimon ben Amsuni, hayadarish kol es v'es shabatera, kevan she higia le'es shem l'chach tira pirish. Amar lo tavrin rebi kol esin shedarash mate aleim. Amar lo em k'shem shekibalti schar al adri shekach ani mekabel schar al prisha. So you see that Rabbi Shimon was the shita that was darishin kol es shabatera. There was one S that he wasn't sure about, and he was Pirish. Ad shebo Rav Yekiva v'darash v'limin es Hashem lekech tiri lebrabos tamicham. Frightening Gemara. Gemara Mamish compares the Mora that a person has to have toward Talmud Chacham, towards Mamish to be Tafel, S HaTafel, and the... whenever you have S often in Shas is used as S HaTafel of Psar, right? By Chatzitza, it says S Psar. So the Gemara says you also have to be concerned about Chatzitza by Seir, by hair, not only by the flesh. The Chatzitza exists by the hair as well. So S by Shara Niskel, right? S, L'Rabos Oire. Not only is the Shara Niskel, the Basar, the flesh of a Shara Niskel is Asar Banna, but also the S, the Or, the skin. S HaTafel, S. So the Gemara tells you that that a Talmud Chacham is a Psashtik Mer Chachamim, and the year that you should have to a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be expressed through Talmud Chacham. So Gemara that's Kedai Lefarsim in this door. I think that it's definitely something that's mechusser. I know in my chinuch, and I think it's something that we need to really capitalize on in our children's chinuch as well. Zilzov Tamidei Chacham and Gedolim, and the Gemara is mamish comparing it to Meir Shemayim. It's like taboo to talk about. You know, to talk about this. I can't talk about it because I'm a rav. I remember I spoke to Rav Elia Brudny. You know, Rav Elia Brudny. So, you know, once we're talking about it, so the Gemara said, so he said for a Rav to talk about this, he can never talk about it because he gave a mashal, it was like a geshmak mashal. He said from the Brisker Rav, he said that a mesis, someone who causes someone to do Avodah Zarah, so he's Chayiv Misa also. Even though you weren't Avod the Avodah Zarah, if I convince you to be Avod Avodah Zarah, so you're Chayiv Misa. But the halacha is, if you're mesis at Zatzmo, so then you're not even Chayiv Avodah Zarah. You're just looking for your own covet. You know, you're just trying to, you know, convince the guy to... So the Brisker Rav said, for a Rav to talk about covet Tamir Chum is like mesis at Zatzmo. He's like, he's just looking for... Okay... It's a good vard. It's a good art of the Brisker Rav head. But like Lamaisa, we have to save our children. Lamaisa, we have to talk about this. And our yeshiva doesn't do a good job about this. And we have to work on this more. Maybe we should get that off the recording. But you know, we have to focus on this and talk about this more to be on our radar. Maybe this should come up. But there's a gevaldig vard in this Gemara. Just quickly, the Gemara says. So Shimon Amsuni, like, he figured out everything else in the Torah, and then suddenly he was stuck, and then he just gave out everything, right? And then Rabbi Kiva, he was mamish, Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't like even like a machloikis. It's like Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva. Like that's the way to introduce it. What's the lashon of Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva?
What about Kibbutz
Avayim?
What about
Kavod Tam Chacham? You're using...
No, wait, you couldn't figure out. Maybe it's being on the rabbit.
You're saying Lahakish Kvodan Makovic Shamayim.
Yeah.
That's
the last
question.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Fine. So what does Taisa say there? Yeshlerma Dimashvale Dumya Dimarish Omakum. Dafka Dumya Marmakum. Zay Yefshabr. Yakiva Marbatam Yacham. Fine. Even. Fine. So. So I don't remember what.
I don't know. I didn't really understand the answer.
It's not shayach to be dumya tomorrow makum by your kibbutz of your parents. Masha'enke in the Talmud Chacham is an extension of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's kavod.
Gemara Kedushin.
What's Gemara Kedushin?
Doesn't it equate?
That's his kasha. Right. That's his kasha. He's saying the mash v'kodim the kvod shemakum. But in Mora it's not
but
right.
People change the gears to there to Mora also with Kibbutz Av the name is also Mora. That's why I got confused on the gears return.
Meaning that there that Hukush
the Mora of
the Mora only says Hukush Kvodon.
So it's limited by
so by Mora Talmud Chacham that could be an extension of the Rebbeinu Shalom's of the year of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Fine. So the Pshat and Gemara is like this beautiful Vart. It says it wasn't that Rabbi Kiva had a chap. It wasn't that Rabbi Kiva figured out something that Rabbi Shimon Amsuni didn't figure out. Pashat Pshat and the Gemara is that the intellectual honesty and the striving for the emes lamito of Torah that Rabbi Kiva was able to witness, that Rabbi Shimon Amsuni, that was derish kol esen shel Torah, was able to be willing to give up his life's magnum opus. His mamish, his work of his life, and he said, "Oh, taka, this is shver. You know, it's just I don't have pshat. Kashem shekibalti sar alav. I'm not in it for anything. I'm not in it to get hits on YU Torah. I'm not in it to get likes on my Facebook account. I'm not in it to be impressing other people. I'm in it to be kashem shekibalti sar aladrisha. I'm in it for searching out the Rabban Shalom. Kashem shekibalti sar aladrisha, kach kibalti sar aladrisha. There's no difference." Zokt Rabbi Akiva, Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was witnessing this. He wasn't like showing, arguing la halacha. It was just being in the moment. He was there. He was witnessing this. He says, if that's the malach matam chacham, that's mamish megala the covenant of Rabbeinu Shalom. That's mamish megala. Matam chacham is a shtick. Tzelem alakim and his mamish is something that you have to fear. Is an extension of the Bari Olam. Ashabar Rabbi Akiva, Lorabas Tamil Chol. It wasn't that he had a chap. It was that he witnessed this. Memela, that was pshat. So mamish esa tofa. Okay, fine. Gemara goes on to say, and I would add a havam, that cholov is mutter even if it comes from behemoth mei. Right? Mara says a few lines underneath the Dalet of the Masor HaShas, it's Rechsak Daitachamino. Hold the Behema Tahoira Nami Chedishu. The Omar Mar, why? Fascinating Gemara, medically. I don't know what the doctors say about this. Dam Nek or Vinasa Cholov. That the milk, this Gemara says that the milk of an animal is the sources from dam. The cave in the chiddushu bebehemot meya nami lishteri. So maybe you would say, wait a second. Once the Torah was matir cholov in general, even though cholov really should be aser, so to what? Maybe even a behemot meya should just be grouped into that heter. Kamash v'lon. So that's why we need a pasuk to still aser it. That's the pshat in our Gemara. So now the Gemara says, what is this mahalach that chalav would have been aser? Hani chalav mandamer dam neker manasa chalav. That's if you assume that dam chalav is really originating from dam. Elamandamer evore misparkne menu be'ein nafshach hezeres ala ad esrim ba'arba chodesh ma'ikol ameimar. Meaning he doesn't hold that what? that the chalav is from the source of dam. So why would you think that it's asur? So Gemara says it's chachsav da tamina ho veleka midi da asim mechay v'sharye rachmana. So it's for a different reason. Since it's coming from a live animal, v'hai chalav ki ever menachay hu v'shari. So Gemara says a different word. Gemara says, no, maybe it's because I would have thought since it's coming mechai, it's also for a different reason, even if the metzias is that it doesn't come from dam. It's not carrying the iser dam. It's carrying some other iser. Fine. Avram nachai. Maybe you should say that the heter on chalav is also from there. Kamash malon. So fine. Great. Okay, so where is this phantom heter that you have that you say that milk is mutter? The chalav de behema tahira minolan de shari. How do you taka know that chalav is mutter? If you want to say because the Torah asered basar v'chalav, meaning it's only asar if it's basar v'chalav, halachu de shari, but if it's on its own, it's mutter. So the implication of the Torah is what? Is that chalav alone is asar, is mutter, sorry. So that's the heter. Right? So the Achronim ask a kasha, whoa, maybe a kezayis of chalav is asar, but maybe basar v'chalav that joined together to become a kezayis is a new asar. How do you know that this is the implication that chalav is asar? Right? Basar v'chalav, you don't need a kezayis of basar and chalav to be basar v'chalav. Any basar v'chalav is asar. Nesinas tam is asar. So how do you know that, right? So the Gemara says, ve'im achal v'chudei asar, ba'achilo mutar ba'na'a. So the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good rationale, not because of the reason I said, which is something to think about, but it's really because why? Maybe the Torah only asered basar v'chal of ba'na'a. But it's really already asar ba'achilo. Really? Asked the Briskerov, doesn't the Torah also say that there's a source for the Isser Achila of Basar V'chalav? So what does this line in the Gemara mean? That maybe it was all there for the purpose of Hana. So says the Briskerov, a Gevaldika Chiddush in this Gemara. Right? Again, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, maybe it's all there for Hana. What do you mean it's all there for that Hana? The Torah says Basar V'chalav. Oh, Taka, this week's Parsha is one of the... This week's Parsha is Bechoris. And this week's Parsha is Basar V'chalav. Right? Maybe the whole reason the Torah said Basar V'chalav is to Aser Bana. That's only one of the times the Torah asked it. Torah asked it three times. Echad Iser Bishol, Eser Echad Achila, Ve'echad Iser Ano. That's what Rashi and Chumash says. So how does the Gemara look at me in a straight face and say that? So I don't want to get lost in this. It's just a marimokum ani lecha. But the Briskerov says this is a raya to the shita, famous shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that if there's no iser the iser achila and the iser hana are interconnected. Namely, let's say for whatever reason through the issues of anus or chal iser, this item was already aser b'achila. Okay. So now would you have the other additional Isser of Isser Anah for Basar V'chalav? It's a very practical case. We've had a shiur on this in the Shal Shittas.
Is this the chemistry?
Cat food. Cat food is often Basar V'chalav. So the question is, can cat food be fed to my cat? Is it Asar B'Anah? So the question is, well, cat Basar V'chalav is already Basar Nevela. It's already Asar B'Achila for another reason. So the Rambam has a chiddush that basar v'chalav by nevela, since the iser achila is not chal, the iser anah is also not chal. Those are interconnected. So the Briskerov says perhaps that's the way you read this Gemara, that even the iser achila was for the hanah shebo, that is intertwined in the hanah, and therefore it's not an independent iser achila. That's what you saw in the Gemara. It's an unbelievable chat. The kasha is a beautiful kasha, but he sees that in the words of the Gemara. But I don't want to discuss that today. But let's go. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara wants to say that what? That maybe I would have thought it's also for another reason. And maybe, how do you know that it's mutter? Because of basar v'chalav. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good heter either. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara quotes different sources. I'm not going to read it inside. It's going to take too much time. Until the Gemara says, what's the heter? Eretz zavas chalav utvash. Torah says that the chalav from Eretz Yisrael is going. And if it wasn't mutter, would the Rebbeinu Shalom give shvach to Eretz Yisrael on something that's not mutter? Fine. End of the Gemara. Okay, if we have time, I'll have a few more other R's on the Gemara, but maybe we'll get back to that another time. Good. So the Torah tells us that there's a heter for chalav. So the Chasam Sofer asks Akasha in Shuvas and Simin Yotes. Fascinating Akasha. Number one. So is that a heter for Klal Yisrael? What about for Goyim? How do they have the heter? And if you'll tell me what, that you'll find a heter for chalav, what's the heter for eggs? That's the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. The Chasam Sofer thinks very seriously and it might be also to feed your goyish helper a omelet for breakfast.
Why eggs?
Why would this be also? What's the Chasam Sofer talking about? Beautiful. So that's what starts the sugya. So what isser are we talking about in the Gemara? How do you learn Pashuk Shah in the Gemara? So listen to the Shita Mekubetzes' Kasha. Shita Mekubetzes' Kasha in Os Hey, right? I put it on the Marmar Kaimus? No.
It depends on which Gemara I think you have.
Base. In Os Base. Yeah, I don't remember what I put on the Marmar Kaimus, but I think I saw it in a different Gemara. But in Os Beis, he asks Abam Kasha. He says, what's the Gemara fishing around for a heter of Cholov? Anyone here learn Parshas Vayera? Frakta Shittim Gubetzes. Avraham Avinu served Cholov. Frakta Shittim Gubetzes. So isn't that a raya that Cholov's mutter? Okay. That's when we learn Kulin. Good. It's a good Kasha. There's no raya that he gave Basar that was cooked with Cholov. They did kinuach v'adach in between, or they didn't cook it together, or whatever it is.
But they're ish.
What?
But they're ish. No?
That's the birkas parrots, no?
Yeah.
We'll get back to that. The Shita Mekubetzes talks about it. But Lamaisa, get back to Arsugya, Cholov. What's the title? So Zakta Shita Mekubetzes, Avraham Avinu thought that they were goyim. Good. So Chasam Sofer, without seeing this Shita Mekubetzes, I would assume that he didn't have a Shita Mekubetzes. Chasam Sofer, without seeing this Shita Mekubetzes, brings this raya. He says, and if you'll tell me that what Cholov's mutter to give to your goyish help because Avraham Avinu, he says, but we don't have precedent that there's a heter for Beitzim. We don't know Avraham Avinu served Beitzim. So Mela, he really thinks that maybe Beitzim Taka will be also Chasam Sofer. Fascinating. And then the entire tshuva of the Chasam Sofer is going back and forth. Could there be something that's mutter for Klal Yisrael and Osir for Bnei Noach? Machlik is the Rashba and the Rambam had a pask and a Gemara and Chulin about a behema that shakes and is mefarcheses after Shechita that by Yidin would be mutter because there's a shechita done, but by Goyim still might be considered Aver Menachai since the animal is still hopping and bopping around and is still an Aver Menachai. So that's the Shaila had a paskin at the end of that Gemara, whether or not Ika Midi Dil Yisrael mutter Vila Goyim Oser. Fine.
It's not an Aver.
Well, awesome. Beautiful. Excellent. So Frek the Marid Al Ghazi, why is the shechita assuming that it's mutter? L'chayre it's Eivor Menachai. L'chayre it's Aser. So, comes along the Marad Al-Ghazi, and he says that, and don't tell me that what? Right again, so the Marad Al-Ghazi asks in the Shita Mekubetzes, it still should be Aser for Bnei Noach. What's the maskon of the Shita Mekubetzes? It still should be Aser al Tzeivrim and Achai, right? Comes along Marad Al Ghazi and says, you'll tell me that it's not an Aver, like you asked. There's no gidin batsamos. There's no. It's not a full limb. So says the Maharal Gazi. Okay, but it's no different than Basar Menachai. And Basar Menachai, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Melachim, is included in the Isser of Aver Menachai. That's Asr to Goyim as well. So that's the Kasha of the Maharal Gazi. So the truth is that the Shach in Simen Pei Aleph in Yerideya writes that once the Gemara concludes that Cholov is Mutter, the Pshat in our Gemara is anything that's not an Aver and that's not Basar is not included in the Isser of taking something from a Chai. That was Gufa Nizgale in the Maskan of our Gemara. There was a tremendous Chiddush in our Gemara. The Gemara thought everything was Asr. Kamashmal in the Gemara, Eretz Abbas Cholov Udvash, if Cholov's Mutter, everything else is Asr. This is the Shach is pointing this out because there were Rishonim that hold that the Rosh quotes in Chulin that Mechalav, the whey, the residual liquid of milk, which is not considered milk, right, has implications. Lagabe Basar v'Chalav might not be mutter to drink because it wasn't Nichlal in the Heter of the Gemara of Chalav and nothing else. Comes along the Shach and he says, no, that's not the way to read the Gemara. The way to read the Gemara is that only an Aver and only Basar is Asr, but everything else is Mutter. So that would include Wei, that would include Mei Cholov, and in Meila, everything else would be Mutter. Fine. The reason why I'm pointing this out, Rabbi Isai, is that everyone, the Maharal Gazi and the Shach and everyone, is assuming that the Havamin of the Gemara, again, you have to ask yourself, when the Gemara wanted to Asr, and to be honest, that's really the words of the Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to aser this chalav, and the Gemara didn't have yet the heter of Zeret Zavas Chalav Adavash, or whatever heter it quotes, Basar V'Chalav, or whatever it's relying on, what was the Siba, what was the reason, what was the driving force to aser the chalav? It seems like, according to these achronims, that I would have included in the Isser of Aver Menachai, I would have included it in the Isser of Basar Menachai, which is what the Maharal Gazi is discussing, which of them is included in the Isser of the Shev Mitzvei Neach, that it would apply to Goyim or not. But the Shita Megubetzes clearly says that it doesn't apply to Goyim. So what does the Shita Megubetzes hold? So L'chaira, the Shita Megubetzes holds what Rabbi Kiva Eger points out in our Gemara, which is L'chaira Pella on these Achrayim, that learn an entirely different pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara never, even though the Gemara says the language of Aver Menachai, that's very difficult to say. What the Gemara meant to say was a totally different pshat, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. What the Gemara meant to say, and the Nagbi Yehuda says this as well, is that the Gemara was assuming it was an Isser Hayoitze Mina Osir Osir, which means Cholov is a Yoitze from an Osir. But not that it is Osir itself. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, so it could be that now one could question, does that Isser Yoitze of an Aver Menachai, or of the Isser that a Behema has, that the Cholov was hanging on because it was a Yoitze from that existence, right? Does that apply to Bein Noach as well or not, right? So what should that depend on? Again, the Gemara said, Ki Aver Menachai, does that mean that it's Mamish Aver Menachai, like the way the Shach and like the way the Maharal Gazi are approaching and they're handling that should apply to Bein Noach as well? Or maybe it meant, no, a yoitze from a behema that's chai and carrying the iser of Aver Menachai, right? So if that's the case, so it's cholov's coming out of an animal that is chai, so maybe it's a yoitze, and an aser is aser. Good? Good. So then if that's the case, so does that apply to Bnei Noach? Or does that not apply to Bnei Noach? So what does that depend on? Well, let me ask you a question. Hayoitzim in a aser aser. Do you get malchus on that iser? Or is it just a new iser? So the Rambam says beferish in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Gimel, hayoitzim in a aser is an iser d'oraisa, but there is no malchus. Whether it's a yoitzim in a nevela, whether it's a yoitzim in something that is a chi of malchus or behema tmeya, right? You have the eggs or the milk of a behemoth tmeah or something that carries on an iser malchus, the yoitze is not necessarily as severe. So says the Brisker Rav, Taisus disagrees. Taisus writes Beferish and Chulin Samach Dalet. It's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus also. Whether or not there's a Chi of Malkus. What's the Machlekes, Rabbi say? Something very fundamental for our sugya. What's the nature of the Isser Yotze? Is the Isser Yotze carrying on the characteristics of the original Isser? Or is the Isser Yotze, no, something that the Torah is Mischadish, this is also Usser, but is not necessarily carrying the characteristics and is not the Isser Atzmius of the actual Usser that it's stemming from.
It's like a new lab.
It's a new lab. Exactly. A new Isser, yeah. Right, and it wouldn't carry Malkus. And the Rambam calls it like Chatzi Shir.
That's and what's the source of that lab? Like, what's the where?
So there are actually a few sources. I mean, that's part of the question that there many of the Chronim are bothered by. You have one is Tzir Dagim. You have one Bas Hayana, the egg of a non-kosher bird. You have a Behema Tmeya that's nolad from a Behema Tahira. A Behema Tahira that's nolad from Behema Tmeya. We have a lot of these different sources, which if we had time, we really have to go through why you need all these different sources. However, the simplest, the Rambam writes over there, the Bakar is Basayana. An egg from an ostrich bird is going to be an Issa Dereis. But the Rambam says that egg does not carry on in Malkus, even though the Behemoth Tmei would have Malkus. So the Brisker Rav says that's the nature of this Machloikus. Whether or not it carries, is it a new Isser or is it just the old Isser? Well, if you accept the Lumdus of the Brisker Rav, perhaps the Shittim Govetz has held that a Yoitze from an Aver Menachai, even if a goy is chayev in the iser of Aver Menachai, right? If it's a new iser, maybe he wouldn't be chayev in the yotze of it. If you hold like Taisus that his mom is just the same, the Torah was machadish to me that not only is the flesh usher, not only is the behema usher, but the yotze of that behema is also usher and it carries that same iser. So then maybe one could contend that a goy would also have an iser yotze. Because just like he has the Isser Eiver Menachai, so too he has the Isser of Yotze Eiver Menachai.
What about Dam? For a Goy?
A Dam from...
Dam.
The Isser Dam? There is no Isser Dam for a Goy.
Right. So would that be a problem, Yotze Menachai?
If you would drink Dam, Chorot should be no different than Cholov, yeah. Just like Meirag Lion. Any excrement of the anything that comes out of the animal. Yeah.
How can you say Yotze min ha'aser from a tahor animal? Wouldn't that mean that every animal born is automatically have the Isser of Yotze? So it came from a chaya. And you're saying that milk. We were saying that milk comes from a chaya, right? A live animal. Every animal that's born also comes from a live animal. So wouldn't it also have the Isser of Yotze based on this logic?
If you're holding that an animal is usser,
right, take an egg example. The egg is fertilized and an egg is born, and then now a chicken, so isn't that...
But the Torah told us that the animal is mutter.
So it's no longer even in a high, how does that work?
It sounds like Yotze applies to things that are always going to be usser. Like all the examples we have.
Meaning in Echanami, if the Torah doesn't tell you that it's going to be mutter, but...
But all the examples that we have of Yotze and usser are things that are always going to be usser. A behemoth tamea, the ostrich egg, right? Here we have an animal that's going to become mutter if it's shechted. It's usser now, but it's not going to be shechted. So where do you see that you can apply...
How do you know? Maybe it's going to die. It'll be in the vela.
She's saying if anything that the Torah says is mutter.
Which is exactly the maskanos of Gemara. Gemara found the pasuk that said it's mutter. Okay. Say nechanami, if I have a pasuk by other animals, so it'll be mutter.
And isn't that a chilek what the shechita is not there also? Where it lifts, like now you're able to eat something which was previously also with Eiver Menachai?
The Gemara says in Chulin, Behema bechayeha bechezkas iser oimedes. Every behema before it dies is a chezkas iser. So now you want to know what's that Chezkas Isser. So the Pashup Shah Rashi says the Chezkas Isser is Eiver Menachai. When it's Asr to eat that animal. That's why. If I have a Suffolk in the Shechita, Chevra, right? The Gemara Chulun says, you have a Suffolk in the Shechita. What's the din? The Gemara says, I think quoting from Rav Huna, the Gemara says it's a problem because the Chazaka is the Chezkas Isser. What is the Chezkas Isser? So Rashi says the Chezkas Isser is Eiver Menachai. There's a problem with that Rashi. And there's a problem with everything we're saying right now. The Gemara has a machlekes and Tosfos there in Chulin and in Beitza, asked this kasha and Rashi, which really affects our sugya. If I walk up to an animal that's walking around and I take a bite into that animal, okay, it's obviously not normal, fine, but we're not a normal society. So I just take a bite into that animal. It'll happen in a few years from now, don't worry. I take a bite into that animal, I didn't even rip off a limb. Did I just violate the Yisrei Eber Menachai? So this is a machlokes tanoim in Chulin and Daf Kuf Beis. If a behema is becheskas evarim oimedes or not. When you look at a behema, right? Fascinating shaila. Do you look at a behema as one composite organism? It's a walking dog, a walking deer, walking whatever. Or do you look at it as a composite of many different evarim? Nafkamina is there an Isser Eber Menachai already when it's walking around?
Wouldn't it be Basar Menachai even if it's not Eber Menachai?
So if I would eat Eber Menachai, so I would be Eber Menachai. If it would be Basar Menachai, so it would be Basar Menachai. Depends what I ate. Right? Everyone hear the Shaila? This is the Machlokes Tanoim. So ask Reb Akiva Eiger, Nachomol on our Gemara. Even if you want to say, not like the Shach, that, come on. Like you said, Aaron, you said, come on, this is not an aver. This is not even busser. This is chalav. What was the Gemara's havamina? So what they say was an iser yoytze. An iser yoytze from what? An iser yoytze from
dam. Came from the dam, right? Oh, sorry, chayes.
No. The Gemara originally said dam. Then the Gemara rejected it. So right. Actually, the Shittim Gubetzes says that the entire Gemara was only going in dam. That's how the Marad Al Ghazi. In the Shita Mugubetza says, I don't understand how the Shita could say with a straight face that this Isser doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. So he says the whole Shita by Avram Avinu giving it to Bnei Noach was only going in the Tzad of Dam and was never going into the Tzad of Eiver Menachai, which means he was literally looking at this as a shtick Isser Eiver Menachai, right? That's the way, because he says, madchit the whole shita in the first shlav of the Gemara, not in the second shlav of the Gemara, mikoichlis gash. So we want to touch it up, and we want to say, not like the Maharal Gazi, no, this is an Isser Yoytze. But still, even if it's an Isser Yoytze, right? It's still an Isser Yoytze from what? From an animal that doesn't yet carry the Isser of Eber Menachai. It's not Becheskas Eivar Momez. So it's a Yoytze Mena Osser? What Osser? What Isser? So unless you're going to say something fancy, which the Stifler Taka says to answer this kasher of Kibeg, Yesh Lachkor, right? This is kind of like what you were saying, that for Yotzim and Aser Aser, do I need the Isser to be in full force right now? Or do I need something that potentially will carry this Isser? So Rabbi Kiveger was asking, he understood Pshuto, and that's the way I also understood, is that if it's not Usher yet, so then the Yotze is not going to be any more Chomer than it. But the Stipler is saying, no, you have something right now that has the potential to carry this Isser. If the Aver falls off, it's going to be the Isser of Aver Menachai. Just right now, it hasn't yet gone through that process yet. So is that enough to now trigger that something that's coming out of that will now be the Isser and carry the Isser of Yoytzim and Aser Aser. So that's what perhaps the Stipler suggests to get around Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. Because otherwise it's very, very difficult. Lamaisa, you don't have the Isser over here, and it's very difficult to say that it's Yoytzim and Aser is Aser.
But it has just as much potential to be a Chetza Shel Heter. If you shecht it.
You're saying depending on the metzias.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just
right
saying...
Right now it's in limbo.
He's just saying it carries the potential of being usher. So therefore, even though right now technically it's not usher, it's not about what will be. He's saying that that's enough to already be an Isser Yotze. I think that might connect to the Briskerov. Meaning, if you understand that all Isser Yotze is a Svara, it's just a part of the regular Isser. So then it's going to be totally on what the character and what the nature, where the actual Isser Atzmi is holding, that's what's going to extend to the Isser Yotze. But if you understand that, no, an Isser Yotze is like the Briskerov said in Dasa Ramam, it's a new Isser. So if it's a new Isser, so then maybe it doesn't necessarily need to have registered already on the Isser Atzmi. It could be something that has the potential to be, if it would become an Aver, it would be Usser, and that perhaps would be the nature of the Pshat in this Gemara. Oh. Taisis disagrees with Rashi throughout Shas, in Beitza and in Chulin, that when you look at a Behema, when the Gemara says you have a Shaila in the Shechita, Behema b'chayeh b'cheskas Isser Omedes, we go based on the Chazaka, and the Gemara tells us that the Chazaka is that this animal was Usser before Shechita. So Taisis says that you don't say that it's Becheskes Aver Menachai, right? Because Taisa says that's a problem, right? What's the problem with that? Just to segue for a second, you know, just tangent, just to understand this Taisa is important. So he says, what are you going to say? When the animal was alive, it was Aver Menachai, right? Even if Naniach, we would say like those Tanaim that say we look at it as different Avarim, right? Now the animal's dead, right? So now you're going to say, oh, since the chazaka was that it was a problem when it was alive, so now that dictates to me what? That the animal now is what? No. No one's going to say this animal is Aver Menachai. I checked the pulse on this animal. This animal's dead as anything. So no one's going to call this animal with a straight face Aver Menachai. What are you going to call this animal?
Trefa.
Not a trefa, but a nevela. A nakashak to me, right? Trefa. That's what everyone confuses. But it's nevela, right? Not a non-geshef to me. We really, all of our non-kosher should be called nevela, not treif. But right? So that's that a nevela, right? Fractosis, he says, how do you do that? Ein machzikinon me iser le iser. How do you jump from one iser to another iser? That's Tosis kasha on Rashi. That's a shas kasha Tosis has. You can't jump from one chazaka to another chazaka. So that's a problem in his pshat in the Gemara. So number one, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara was only going according to one Tana, which Rav Eger's pointing out, that's a shver pshat in this Gemara. Number two, there's another problem, is that you're jumping from one Issa to the other, which is a problem in that Gemara when the Shai is the Shechita. So therefore, it comes along places, and he introduces a new klal. He says, when the Gemara says that a behema b'chayeh is b'cheskas Isser Omedes, it's not talking about Aver Menachai. It's something that's true universally according to all Tanaim. What's the Cheskas Isser? There's a Cheskas Isser called Eina Zavuach. An animal has a chazaka that it's not b'shechte. B'zavachta, the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, in order to be matir, an animal to eat, there's an Isser Asay, kol od that there was no shechta. And now you have a shaila about this animal, was it geshechted properly? And if not, it's going to be a nevela. So the chazaka is that this is an Eina Zavuch. I'm not jumping from one Issa to the next. This is actually the exact shaila that we're talking about. And that's the way Taisus says, both in Beitza and in Chut, Be'ema Bechaya Becheskas Issa Romedes, means it's an Eresar Asay called Vizavachta, Eina Zavucha. Oh. So comes along the Rebbe Yehuda and he says, oh, maybe that's Tanar Gemara. No Aver Menachai, no Basar Menachai, none of that. The Gemara's Havamina was that Cholov is a Yaitse from an Eina Zavucha. It was an Isser Essay. An Isser Essay of Eina Zavucha, just like Tosfos says, which is universal, not getting involved in any Machloikas Tanoim, not getting involved in any technicalities about how you look at an animal when it's walking around, plopping around, is it Avarim, is it not Avarim, like Rabbi Kiva Eger argued. No, it's like the regular din of Behem B'chayeh B'cheskes Isser Medes, because it's a din called V'zavachta. Geshmak, and on that the Gemara was Mati, that what? Cholov is mutter. Good, geschmack, excellent.
No problem
with goyim.
What? Now there's no problem with goyim.
And now there's no problem with goyim. Maybe that's exactly in the Shita B'Gubetzes, Gevaldik. That's exactly the problem, because there's no din, there's a vachta when it comes to goyim, exactly.
They only have Isser Aver Menachai, but not...
Exactly. A goy could be very from no matter where he shops, what aisle he shops in ShopRite. It's all mutter, right? It's like, unless you have live animal, which you might have soon. Unless you have live animals in ShopRite,
stem cell meat, stem
cell meat. Stem cell meat might be mutter for Jews.
Right, but I'm saying is Nerakasha Aver Menachai. But I'm saying like that's the concept of taking something from a live animal, but you're not taking out the actual.
An Aver? I don't think so. Right. I don't think so. I don't even think in any of. First of all, they were that, the articles were discussing whether it's fleshik. I don't think anyone was saying it's Eber Menachai. Yeah.
I'm saying, like, your example of walking up to an animal and eating it, like, isn't that conceptually, like, you're taking...
No, you're eating a limb. You're eating an Eber. Or you're eating Basar of Menachai. You would have to eat one of those things. I could hear you saying now, maybe it should be Isser Yotze. And that actually is an interesting point. Should that depend on our Maskanos HaGemara? Meaning when the Gemara said Cholov, was it just talking about Cholov? Or do you have to say like the Shach that knows everything except for Basar and Eber? Maybe that would affect stem cell meat. I don't know. Maybe you would have to say like that. Like, Lamashal, Meiraglayim from a Behema Tyra. I know it sounds disgusting. Okay? Urine. Right? Is it called urine from animals? Yeah? Yeah? So, the Meiraglayim. Okay. Meiraglayim. We'll just call it Meiraglayim. Meiraglayim. Right, I remember Rav Shechter was once giving shir, and he was once talking about this meiraglayim from an animal, and he was like, so like I think someone asked him like, I understand like why isn't that like just nifsal me'achilas adam, like that shouldn't be tray for anything. He's like it's Mountain Dew. He's like if a person doesn't, you know, he quoted for this from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says if a person doesn't know what it is and he would drink it, right, it's not, and it's an important point. If someone tells you, oh, that's Meiraglayim, now I stay away from that, that doesn't become Nifsal. It has to be Nifsal because it's actually Nifsal. If someone tells me something's disgusting and therefore now I approach it, oh, that's disgusting. That's not disgusting. That's societal. So if they put a cup on the table and everyone thinks it's Mountain Dew, you know, and I have no idea and I drink it, so then that's a riot. It's not Nifsal. So Lamaisa, that's no gay at the Arashayla. The Maskana, Meiraglayim, might be Mutter because when the Torah said Chol, it all depends on what was the Shach B'tari in the Gemara, what the Gemara think, and was the Gemara only Mater Cholov or is Mater everything? That could be very well be when it comes to stem cell. Oh. So this is the Moshe Geshmak Ha'ara. So Rav Shechter says the following Yisod. There is a fascinating Rambam. If you learn the fifth parak of Ksubis, there's a Gemara there, really not connecting to anything else in the fifth parak. Fifth parak is talking about Tosefis Ksuba. But then the Gemara gets into certain dinim about the obligation of a woman to nurse a child and everything. And the Gemara says, how long you're allowed to nurse a child? And the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara discusses Chol of Isha and Dam and the Isser of Dam. So the Rishonim there in the fifth parak of Ksubis, I think it's Daf Samach around, so the Rishonim there have the fascinating discussion of whether or not cannibalism is Aser. Can you eat the flesh of a person? So there's four shitas in the Rishonim. It's a fascinating machlokes. Some hold it's Mutter. I think the Reim holds it's Mutter. The Ramban holds it's an Iser Derabanan. Some hold it's an Iser Lav. And the Rambam holds it's an Iser Ese. Of Izavachta and not behemoths and not animals. So the Ramban asks against the Rambam a bomb kasha. He says, I don't understand something. Wait a second. Have you ever heard of Yotzim and Aser? So if you hold that a person is Aser, right, kind of like you were asking, if a person is Aser, so then all the milk, Nuchumra, right? Fairlawn, right? No. Ooh, wow, I'll get in trouble on Twitter for this one. You know, this is coming back to this. Oh, so now Taka, the people who canceled me were actually right. So that, you know, Chalav is Taka Aser. You know, why is it, so Frek the Magen Mishnah, Frek the Ramban, why isn't it a Yotzim and a Aser, right? Oh. So comes along the Magen Mishnah, he says something sasim. In the Sefer Chavetzalos Hashar and Rav Kalbach, he has a whole lumdus to try to explain this in a lumdish way. But just Pashur Pshat is just fascinating Chiddush what the Magen Mishnah says. He says, Ayoitzim in a Aser only applies to an Isser Lav. But if you're talking about an Isser Aseh, that's not, Ayotzim and Aser is not Aser. So Rav Kalbach explains in a brisker way that an Isser Lav is a Chefta Shal Isser, so therefore the Yotzim and Aser is an extension of that. That could carry even to the Yotzim, but an Isser Aseh is an Isser God. Whatever it is, you can have a lot of lumdis. But the Magmishan never says where he got this from. How do you know that in Isser Yotze? So therefore he wants to say, since the Rambam holds that the Isser of eating the flesh of a person is only an Isser Essay, so therefore the milk of a woman is going to be a Yotze from an Essay, it's going to be Mutter. Where do you get such a Chiddush? Zachter Shechter Goinis, he says, wait a second, if you learn Pshat in our Gemara, that the Gemara is having me not like the Marid Al Ghazi. It wasn't Aver Menachai. And not like the Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it wasn't a Yoytzi Me Aver Menachai. And it's not Boser Menachai either. And that's why the whole issue with Shita Mugubetzis falls away. It's what? It's a Yoytzi from Eina Zavucho. It's a Yoytzi from the Yisr Asay of Eina Zavuach. Right? That was the Havamina to Aser Cholov until the Gemara was Matir. Eretz Zavas Cholavu Dvash, that it's Mutter, right? So what did the Gemara tell you? Perhaps the Gemara is a mocker to tell you that the din of Yoytze from an Isser Essay, the Torah was Megala to us in the Maskanas HaGemara, that Yoytze from an Essay is Mutter. And perhaps the mocker of the Magen Mishnah to say that Cholav Isha is Mutter was actually dependent on our Shakla Vatari and our Gemara. That the Gemara thought that Yoytze min ha'aser actually applied from the even from any Isser, any Yoytze min ha'aser is Aser. Kamashval on the Gemara, that what? That it doesn't apply to Essay. That was Nisgala in the Gzeris HaKosov of Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, and Memela, that's why it's Mutter for a woman to nurse their children, and based on the Gemara and B'chayris.
And what's the chalav of a behema tamea is also midin yotze mina aser.
Yeah.
And the iser of the behema tamea is what? Just the fact that it's a
behema tamea.
Just the fact flesh? That it's behema tamea.
Yeah. That's that. The Gemara only had a hava mina to perhaps be matir, but the Gemara says at the end of the day it's aser. The Gemara just wanted to know why you needed an extra pasuk. So the Gemara says, because maybe I would have compared it to Chol of Behemoth Torah, which is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That's our whole conversation. But the Gemara, the Isser of Behemoth Meir stays, and the Isser Yotze of Behemoth Meir stays. Now, how severe that Isser will be dependent on Taisa and the Rambam. Do you get Malkus? Do you not get Malkus? Is that like eating the Isser? Is it not like eating the Isser? So that'll be the Lumdus, but at the end of the day, that'll be the Maskana. And all of these Mahalchim will be the Nafkamina. Of whether or not it's Asher to B'nai Nayach. Chassam Sofer, I think in the end of the tshuva, I don't think he has a heter to serve eggs to Goyim. It's an interesting shiloh, you know, at the end of the day. He says cholov maybe, but not eggs, which is just, I don't know, I always found that just be fascinating. You know, even just the option of just like having a chumrah and calling that to be Aver Menachai, you know, is just wild in my opinion, but it's just fascinating. Yeah.
And then why it, for the Rambam, so the Isser of cannibalism is Vizavata. So
I think I'm quoting
humans,
it right.
Humans have a
no. You have a chiv to shecht animals,
right?
But not to shecht. There's an Isser, but there's an Isser essay on Oso Tilchlu and not people. Not Vizavachta, sorry. Oso Tochelu, the Torah says, these animals you eat, Oso Tochelu v'lav bnei adam. I think if I remember correctly.
How could the issue be Eina Zavuach if the Gemara compares that you would have needed to compare the Isser of Chalav by the Hetzmeh to Behemah Tahor if Eina Zavuach doesn't apply to a guy?
I don't think the Gemara was comparing in terms of the Isser. All the Gemara said by us was the Gemara thought that it's a Chiddush. So once you're in the part, not that it's the same halacha. The Gemara is saying once you're handling Chiddushim, so then Memela maybe everything would be.
But I would have thought that there's a potential issue by Chalav, and that issue that exists by Chalav. For a Jew, is not the same issue that exists. Look, if it's Eina Zavuach, in that
for
halacha,
a kosher animal,
right? So if the issue is unique to a Jew, then why would I think that applies to behem? From saying to a guy, why would I think that Eina Zavuach applies to?
Wait, is that what you're asking, or you're asking why would I apply it to a non-kosher animal?
No. That's what I said initially, but that's... it is.
Also, again, so what's your question?
So, in terms of the whole discussion about whether or not it was...
Shita.
Yeah, implying to a non-Jew. If the issue is aim as a vuach, then...
It wouldn't. That's what Josh said. That would be pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes.
Okay.
When Avram Avinu... What does the Shita mean? When Avram Avinu realized they were Bnei Noach, so therefore he served them, so the Maharal Ghazi says, I don't understand. It's still Avram Nachai. Isn't that what the Gemara said? So he says, and don't tell me it's Basar Menachai, because Basar Menachai, the Rambam says, is also Asar to Bnei Noach. So says the Maharal Ghazi, this Shita must be going in the other line in the Gemara that thought it was an Isar Dam. And an Isar Dam is not Asar to Goyim. So that's very Dachuk. And then also you see just the Maharal Ghazi was learning that this is Mamish literal Aver Menachai. I mean, the words of the Gemara are difficult with what I'm saying. The Gemara says, Ki Aver Menachai. The Gemara says that that's very difficult to look at this as Aver Menachai's, but I think if you say this pshat like the Neid Biyuda, it was like Aver Menachai. It was like the Isser of Eina Zavuach. So Mamela, that's what the Gemara thought that Chalav would be Isser. It's a fascinating. There's a few other discussions that come up here in the sugya. Just in the Gemara thought that Dam's neck are Venasa Chalav. Right in that line of the Gemara, right? So the milk totally changed and transformed, right? The dam totally changed and transformed. It's still going to carry the Isser of dam. The halacha is, the Gemara tells us that if a person cooks dam shebishlo is not an Isser d'oraisa, if you cook dam. So everyone, all the achronim ask the kasha on this Gemara, like what? How did the Nadi Yehuda ask the kasha? How does this Gemara make any sense with the whole fact that dam, if it's not in its raw, pristine state, you know, is not Aser Alts dam? It's changing into milk, for goodness sake, and you're going to call that the regular Aser of dam? So every line in the Gemara is so rich over here. You know, that is a kasha. The Gemara says maybe I thought that the Aser. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. There's a lot more to discuss in this Gemara, but Bava Mabez is one of those Kishmaka Yesodos and Becheres to spend some time on. Okay, and that's Shkoyach.